Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
All right. Hey, babe.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh, my God. So robotic.
Just to the point.
Just straight to the point.
Thanks for having me.
No personality today?
None.
All right. Well, welcome to With Wit, Date Night Edition.
Date Night with Wit.
And Tim.
It's Tuesday, December. You guys, I got one of those sticky grips. Whatever, you don't care about the date.
Yeah, they do.
I got one of those sticky grips on the back of my phone, you know, because I'm a millennial influencer. And every time I go to get my phone off the table, I go.
Can I try that?
Yeah. He would like it. I know. Timmy likes a little fidget situation. How are you, babe?
I'm fine.
You're fine?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Should we have a date?
Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to get a cocktail before we order wine? Do you want wine?
I want my Evolution Fresh Organic Citrus Ginger Zest Juice.
Because it's 10 a.m.
It's 10 a.m.
And our date is going to be in this room.
And we're going to Miami tomorrow, so we'll save the drinking for that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're hungry.
No, I'm okay right now. I mean, I'm thinking about being hungry, like, because I'm recording back to back after this. So I'm thinking about
nice
what I'm going to
eat. Get some food in between.
Yes, I'm going to try if there's like a 15 minute breather in between this to get a little something real quick.
It's hard to get food in LA in 15 minutes.
It is. It's not like New York where you could just run to the bottom of your building and there's like a deli or a pizza place across the street or whatever. Like in LA, you have to plan to get food. I know. It's not the easiest to feed yourself here. All right. Well, let's talk about some things that are really important to us.
Yeah? You don't want to do the goal review?
Oh, okay. We can do the goal review.
Let's just review your goal from last time.
So I had a bunch of goals last time, which is pretty typical for me because it's hard for me to really like narrow things down because there's so much I want to do and...
You're so ambitious.
I'm so ambitious. My goals were prep activities for Sunny for the weekend and travel so he's not watching as much TV. Don't procrastinate packing and be of service during Thanksgiving.
Right. And this was all, these were your goals right before our Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
trip,
mm-hmm.
even though Thanksgiving was a while ago.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I did not prep activities for Sunny.
Damn it.
But it was fine. Travel was fine because he's getting older and he has his iPad, even though now with the games on the iPad, it's getting pretty annoying because he needs me to help him like X out of a million pop-ups. But I did not procrastinate packing. I feel like I was pretty good with packing and I got everything in one bag and was like pretty timely with that. And then was I of service during Thanksgiving? I think I was.
It wasn't the type of Thanksgiving where we needed a lot of people to, like, pitch in,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's not like you made the mashed potatoes.
No, I didn't make anything. I didn't end up making anything.
Right.
They had like a sous chef and caterers and things, so there wasn't really much I...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like you were...
I was of service, though. I did a lot of dishes.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do, you did a lot of dishes?
I did a lot of ass
killery. I'm not like keeping...
I did a lot of dishes.
Not keeping track. I don't think it was that kind of everyone pitch in Thanksgiving. But I feel like you would have if they needed you.
Fair.
So that works.
What was your goal?
My goal...
It probably was something for Thanksgiving, maybe being easy on your mom or something about that, like not like
freaking out on my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I freaked out on anyone.
You didn't.
No.
You were very tame, very calm. There were moments where you got annoyed, but when we got in the car together, you would vent to me for a second and then you would release it.
Be fine.
But you've learned how to deal.
I've grown up a lot.
A lot.
I'm basically an adult now. I did have a full body rash.
That's true.
We talked about it enough.
Was that what's on your mind?
No. No. What's on my mind is our own hosting responsibilities for our holiday party on Christmas Eve.
Okay. What are you thinking about? Well, we're hosting a holiday party on Christmas Eve.
Just gotta explain that one. No, that's fair. And well, on my mind, I'm trying to recreate this party that my mom threw every year growing up and trying to make it as like similar to that as possible. And I know that you're also trying to put your spin on it. And, you know, my mom did everything herself, the cooking, the cleaning, the decorating, like all that stuff. And like, I'm figuring out what the right balance is for me, like how much I should take on versus how much I should outsource. Like wanting to do it all, but also not be stressed at the party and be fun because I know that people will be looking at me.
Yes, people are going to want to hang out with you and spend time with you, and you don't want to be in the kitchen the whole time, but I do totally respect that you want to take on that responsibility, and I'm there to help you. I think you will need a little bit of help, but I think with the list that we've created with the responsibilities, I think it should be okay as long as we're just prepared in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a lot done in advance. Do you think people want to hear the menu?
Yes, I think they would love to hear the menu.
Did you just pick up your phone?
Everybody knows.
Again, for the record, I think you're a geriatric millennial.
No, I'm not, baby. You are. That was so crazy that you just said that.
I'm like a
legit millennial. No. We have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm a geriatric millennial. Let's look at the millennial and the generations.
Yeah, let's take a time out, get to the bottom of this.
So is a person born between 1981 and 1996...
Is a millennial.
So you are a millennial, but where did you get the geriatric term from?
I don't know. Let's see. Internet?
What is a geriatric millennial? Geriatric millennials as those born from 1980 to 1985.
Boom.
Yep.
Both of us.
Yep. I am a geriatric millennial. Shit, man. All right. Well, who cares? What were we talking about? The Christmas?
The menu.
All right.
All right. My mom, this is what my mom used to make, and it was kind of an eclectic thing. She would have chips and guacamole. She would have shrimp cocktail. She would have a caviar spread, which was nice. And then she would do like a big turkey that people would like pick at. Which sounds disgusting for you, poultry hater.
I love bird.
Yeah.
In the middle of a party
carcass that everyone's like ripping at with their hands. What else is on the list there?
Oh, okay. Roasted potatoes, salad, cookies.
Yes. Yeah, see, none of that was there.
Okay.
This is all stuff we're adding.
Cheese board
was there.
Pies
was there.
Tea sandwiches.
Yep, that was hers.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for the party.
So we're thinking about subbing out the turkey, as you saw Whitney's reaction to it there, with prime rib. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know either.
Like, what are people going to do? Just pick up like a piece of meat and dip it and eat it? Actually, that sounds nice.
Isn't that prime rib is served where there's like a carving station and you have, you know, someone like carves little slices?
Yeah, the reason it's a good idea for a party is because it's like a big thing that I can put in the oven in advance and just take out. It's not like I'm making steaks for 60 people. Uh-huh. It's just like one big hunk of meat.
I think that's good. I think do a prime rib and then you can have who's ever helping you carve it.
Well, yeah. Deal.
Or you can carve it.
No, I don't need to be there at a carving station with like a fucking hat
yeah,
on.
You should
like
with a prime Santa
rib,
hat.
Prime rib.
Like a chef hat.
You're
that
like,
looks
would
like
you also
Santa
like
hat.
A mushroom omelet? But I can just cut up a bunch of slices and the person who's helping us can be doing the dishes. I think we're going to need that kind of help.
Okay. I'm not going to do glass dishes or anything. I was thinking everything throw away.
Please.
It's going to be pretty, but still all throw away. Right. Like even the glasses that people are drinking out of.
Yes.
I'll get like pretty plastic looking glass, you know,
yeah.
I mean, pretty glass looking plastic ones.
Got it. I think like what is relevant to maybe other people's relationships is like our struggle to find the balance between making it beautiful mm-hmm. and like
cozy,
nice, and then making it cozy and approachable and like not too much of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, with like glasses and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can go like this. Make a cup with their hands, and then we could pour wine, like they did in
the olden days
before cups were invented.
I'm like, we're watching Game of Thrones, and even there were cups, and there was even sterling silver wine glasses in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. So that's what's on my mind. I think it'll be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
We did this once in the past, and I got too drunk, and then which is also tradition,
mm-hmm.
and then Christmas morning was not fun. So this year, I'm not going to get too drunk or stay up too late. And then Christmas, which we were also hosting Christmas morning, I'll be ready for.
Or, you enjoy yourself and just say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be in a better mood. Like, even if I'm feeling like shit, I'm going to be in a decent mood.
I got to take care of myself.
I know, it's kind of hard to do. Well, I'm with you. I want it to be cozy and homey. I don't want people to walk in. I don't want it to be like a whole catered, served, like fancy event. I do want it to be like a cozy house party, but I want it to be pretty at the same time. And I think that we can achieve that.
I think
we can achieve
that.
Candles, flowers, garlands. That's all you need. Prime rib, right?
Drinking wine out of your hands.
Yeah. Okay. What's on my mind is kind of the travel that's going on leading up to that. I woke up in the middle of the night, like a little bit anxious about it. We're going to Miami tomorrow for work, and then we have to go to Vegas in a week for work. And I was thinking, should we postpone Vegas for the week after? Like, I was thinking more like,
can we postpone it?
I'm going to ask. I mean, for after New Year's. But it's not only, it's more so also sunny, like what you were saying. I just don't want to be away from him for that many days consecutively. And I'm sure people listening understand who have to travel for work or trying to find that balance. Like, I think that we want to say yes to so many things, but and all these opportunities, but it's so important to like know our boundaries. And sometimes I find that out after the fact. Like I say yes, and then it comes time to do it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. So this is just a good reminder for me to like not overbook.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like we're going away the 2 weeks right before we're hosting and having my family in town.
I know, I'm gonna work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it ends up being that way, we'll deal.
Right.
But I see it as a problem.
I know. If it weren't work, then I would never do it.
No. Yeah, but we're not like deciding just to go.
Yeah.
We gotta work on our work. We have work to do. We're workers.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, it's that time of the year when everyone seems to have a cough or the sniffles, and I'm really hoping no one gets it in our house. I've sworn by Boron's homeopathic products for years now to fend off sickness, and whenever I feel a little bit of that congestion coming on, I reach for my stash of Cold Calm. Cold Calm by Boron is a non-drowsy medication made with pure ingredients that relieve symptoms throughout every stage of a cold. Unlike conventional medications that mask symptoms, Cold Calm by Boron works with your body to relieve symptoms from onset to resolution without causing any sleepiness or drug interactions. Cold Calm tablets are phenylephrine-free, gluten-free, and don't contain any artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, or preservatives. Plus, they are completely tasteless, so major bonus, it's not a struggle trying to get Sunny to take them. He actually takes them so easily. He now understands he doesn't want to get sick either. The Cold Calm Meltaway tablets dissolve under your tongue and don't require any water, so they're perfect for throwing in your bag and taking throughout your day on the go. Cold Calm by Boron's family-friendly line of medicines include Meltaway tablets for ages 4 and up, as well as pre-measured liquid doses for little ones 6 months of age and older. Visit BoronUSA.com and use code WITHWIT at checkout for 20% off your purchase of any Cold Calm medicine. That's BoronUSA.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your purchase of any Cold Calm medicine. Claims are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated. All right, so I've really been trying to be consistent in taking better care of myself and my body, and a huge part of that is being more intentional with what I'm eating. We have all heard about how important probiotics are for our bodies, and it seems like more people than ever are talking about, quote, healing their guts. The truth is that most of us should be taking better care of our guts, but don't really know how. Belly Welly bars make it simple and delicious. So Belly Welly created the most delicious probiotic-packed bars that have become a new hit in our snack rotation. Belly Welly bars are made without processed grains, no dairy or other gut aggravators, and aside from being free from common triggers, you get all the extra good stuff like protein, probiotics, and micronutrients. I love the crunchy peanut butter chocolate flavor, and Sunny, my little chocolate fiend, always goes for the fudge brownie flavor. Our digestive system really does impact our whole body. And more than that, our skin, our energy, our sleep, and overall mood. I like thinking of food as fuel, and it feels so good to be able to grab a yummy snack on the go and at the same time be giving my stomach like a little gift, probiotic pack snacks with all the gut benefits. So delicious and perfect for all the holiday season bloat and stress. Go to bellywelly.com and use code bellywelly20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's B-E-L-L-I
WELLI.com and use code BELLYWELLY20 for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
You know? Sunny.
Yeah, he's great.
What are you thinking about Sunny?
I don't know. You know what I was thinking the other day? Editing a video, and we were talking about him, and we put up this picture of him, and it's a horrible picture. And I put up a note, like, can we swap it out for a cuter picture? And then I was like, Sunny's kind of getting of the age where, like, he knows what we do, and, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe he doesn't want us talking about him anymore. We'd have to have another kid that doesn't know that we're talking about them.
Yeah. I know. Because you don't, I don't want him feeling like we're airing out his dirty laundry. Like he's going to, yeah.
Oh my God. Like when he's shitting his pants at school. Just kidding. He didn't do that.
I'm still wiping his ass. This morning I wiped his ass.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was like, when does this end? Like, how long do you have to wipe a kid's ass for?
I think
for?
We're getting to the end.
But you can't fully trust that they, it's like,
no.
I wipe so hard and like so diligently, and I get from the bottom to the top and like four times. I make sure there's not a remnant of poop on there. Like he's not caring about that. When's the age that he's gonna care that there's a remnant of poop? Because even now, like, don't you have to wipe yourself so well, or else you're super conscious?
I don't even want to tell you about what's going on in my butthole. All right, it's a disaster down there. Listen, girls don't have the same.
I don't know why I just had so much saliva gather in the tip of my mouth.
Girls don't know what it's like for guys. I mean, Sonny, you know, his butthole is a dream. One and done most of the time. I got equipment.
Babe. Yeah, I know. Anyways,
shout out to the tushy. That was a great gift.
That was a great gift. Yeah. I can't believe it still worked too. It wasn't even that expensive.
Gift
it's
guide.
It was a cheaper bidet, like an attachment that you put onto your toilet.
I think it was a holiday
present.
Not using a bidet is disgusting.
I don't use a bidet.
You don't have a hairy asshole. I said it. You're driving, and I said it.
Okay. So my Sunny thing was like, there are two things we need to discuss. We need to discuss the video game thing on his iPad. Like, what is our plan with that? Like, we went to New York last weekend. He was playing with his cousin, and his cousin just decided to download Roblox. And then, like, he saw all of his cousin's apps, and now it's like a thing of how many apps he can get on his iPad, and he's just like deleting some to download more, and he's not really knowing how to play. And I'm like, we need a little bit of structure on the iPad situation as well as the game situation.
Get fucking Peace Altman in here, dude. I don't know.
Oh, Aliza Pressman.
Fucking A.
Get yeah.
her too.
Okay.
Who's P. Saltzman? Oh, Pamela Saltzman, the New York Times chef lady.
Yeah. How do you know her?
I think I was sending in a video where you were talking about her.
Oh.
I don't know her.
That's
how do you know her? From college?
Yeah, we're best friends.
Sonny, like, will download Subway Surfers, and then, like, there'll be an ad for another game, and he'll download every game there's an ad for, which is crazy behavior.
Crazy behavior until there's no room, and then he starts having to delete apps, and then he was coming to me like asking me what he could delete on his phone.
Right.
He wanted to delete his
music app.
Everything that wasn't a game except for Netflix. So that's kind of on my mind, just like the rules with that.
I think we need to get some helps.
Yeah.
Just someone who's done some research, because you know we ain't doing no research.
I know.
I really don't know what to do. My mm-hmm. instinct says, like, to... I really don't know. I don't want to do the 2 hours a night, and then the clock strikes, and it's over, and there's a tantrum. I I think he's playing age-appropriate video games, so it doesn't really bother me. I think Roblox is better than watching YouTube.
I agree.
But I need some help. And
yeah.
I think I know that I don't know the right answers.
Same.
And, like, I think sometimes a problem is parents just being like, I'll just trust my instincts. And, like, maybe they don't have the right instincts.
Uh-huh.
And so I am admitting here that I need some help on this issue. I don't really know what to do.
Totally. I agree. And that's, I mean, I don't know either. I thought maybe you would have an opinion, but since you don't, I think this would be a good conversation to have with.
To bring in some big guns.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, tune in next time where we bring in the big guns.
Bring in the big guns. That's the next segment. Bring in the big guns. All right.
What's next, dude?
I think.
That was heavy. I need a pop culture palate cleanser.
Pop culture palate cleanser.
Do, do, do. Do you need one?
I do need one.
Let's cleanse it.
Cleanse it. I'll cleanse with my citrus ginger zest. Zinzer.
Oh my God, don't ever say anything wrong. All right, Zinzer. You got nominees? You just got one you want to talk about? Or what's
up? I have two.
Hit me.
I just want to say.
Say it.
That last week I got to go to a really exciting pop culture event for myself, and I didn't know what it was going to turn into. I got to go, I was invited to speak on the Variety Women of Reality panel in LA last week, and I had no idea what I was in for, and I walked in, and it was like every housewife and reality star, and I was freaking out, and it was just such a fun night for me. I definitely started drinking too much at the beginning, and like by the first panel was like, oh my God, like I'm the third panel. I need to get a hold of myself.
How much did you drink?
I had probably had two glasses of wine.
In the first hour?
In like the first 2 hours.
Oh, you're such a lightweight.
But I could feel it. I was like, I gotta get myself together. So then I just chugged water for the rest of it.
Good, smart.
Yeah. But that was, I don't know if that's a pop culture palate cleanser, but I just want to say that it is a cool thing for me because, you know, I'm very detached from like my Hills persona. And when people say like, oh, I love you from the Hills, or I grew up watching you, or blah, blah, I'm like very detached from it. And I say thank you, but I don't really, I don't really like feel what they're feeling. But then when I was at this thing and I'm like secretly videotaping Craig and Paige from Southern Charm from behind, I'm like, oh my God, this is what it is like. Like these, like this is, I'm being like fanatical, and I get it. And I had just had a blast, and I just wanted to say that.
I think that's a good pop culture palate cleanser.
It is?
Yeah.
I also have that I'm watching Paris in Love.
Let's do a review.
I DM'd her.
What did you say?
So I'm obviously nothing like Paris Hilton, but in watching it, I did find a lot of similarities with her. And so I DM'd her and I said, I know this may sound so crazy, but I'm watching your show and I'm feeling so many similarities to you. I just feel for you so much, and I want to say I'm here for you if you ever want to chat. I'm totally being unhinged, but you hit my heart, sending so much love. And she wrote, aw, thank you so much, love. I really appreciate you saying that. Means a lot. Sending so much love back, and thank you for reaching out.
So sweet, but you didn't actually say what.
Like, I was similar.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Like in what way? What do you mean?
Like, I think in the way that she is very, very capable and knows that she's capable, but allows other people to like baby her or tell her what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she is like messy and a little bit scattered, mm-hmm. like me, because there is a lot going on, but it's just not in our, like she knows where everything is and it's like her organized mess, but I think she overextends herself.
Mm-hmm.
I think she, yeah.
I mean, I think that
would be
the stuff to tell her,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's nice that you kind of like found someone that on TV that you think is similar to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many differences too, but I felt for her. There's a second season, which I'm excited, but I really felt for her. And I think it's important to send those messages. Like, I love getting those messages from people.
Yeah. I mean, for people who've been on TV and even people who haven't, like, other people like to put people in a box
yeah.
so that they can understand them. And then you feel stuck in that box, mm-hmm. even though, you know, it might not represent you as well as you think.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, what's your pop culture palate cleanser?
Got some nominees.
Talk to me.
Well, first one I wrote down was Britney Spears, because I saw that video of her, like, naked in the bed, like, doing, like, full-on, like, porno,
yeah,
basically. She's... like, just naked in the bed. Well, first actually, the one dancing with that dude who did not seem like a savory character.
No. Who was that guy?
I don't know.
And what? Okay. And then, and then, like, 3 hours later, okay, the whole 24 hours of this Britney Spears thing, it's like... She was, like, posting that video dancing with that guy, and then she had to take her dog to the vet in the middle of the night. And then she, like, had a root, and then she was reunited with her mom. Uh-huh. Like, what happened? Do you know any? And then her dad's leg almost got amputated.
Right.
Amputated. Like, what's happening?
Well, just before we jump into it, we agreed not to actually do any research, but just come here with the cursory headline knowledge.
Right, so
just make up all the rest. So just disclaimer, none of this is fact. You can't sue us, or it's all satire. So yeah, Britney Spears had a full mental breakdown because she was on acid. No, I don't know. She's definitely, like, had a psychotic break. She is nuts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is scary. Because then there's also, like, Britney Spears fans who are just going to come for you if you say anything negative. But clearly she is having some kind of issue. We could all say that.
Yes.
Not just, like, having fun and being free. She is... I mean, I'm afraid now that people are going to come for me. But the truth is she's crazy.
I know. But what was she in the news for?
Her dad had to amputate his leg.
So...
due to an infection. I mean,
I said nothing about Britney, but just her dad.
That sucks.
That really sucks.
Yeah, it sucks having to lose your leg. We did run into Larry Rudolph in the airport.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah,
we didn't really run into him.
No,
we
I
just saw
him
on the plane.
Oh, so that was one, and then the other one was P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Got sued by his former girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I saw something that was interesting about that. She didn't sue him personally, or like she did, but she also sued his company.
Mm-hmm.
And as an officer of his company, like he has like this kind of like lawsuit insurance. So if he gets sued or the company gets sued, the insurance company it comes in immediately and like assesses the situation, mm-hmm. and they decide if they want to like pay off the person or go to court.
Uh-huh.
And so like they looked at it and they were like, we're going to pay you immediately. Puff Daddy didn't even get to decide.
Uh-huh.
And like now he probably is uninsurable as the head of his own company. So he's out, like can't run his company.
Oh, no way.
It's a grain of salt. Everyone don't fully know what I'm talking about. But you don't come here for your info.
Facts.
Go figure it out somewhere else. But let us just talk
just
about it,
facts.
Okay? Just let us live. Anyway, yeah, so I think she really got him. I don't know what he did or what she claims he did. Something
I read.
Something bad.
Yeah.
And so she...
I saw that it
what
got...
What a move.
I know.
What a move.
I saw it got cleared up really quickly, but I just assumed that he had paid her.
Right, but the insurance company paid her. Now I don't think he can, like, work at the company.
At the company, yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't? I would fire him.
Mm. I'd fire him too.
All right. Was that a nomination as well, or is there any more? I mean, are there any more?
Are there any other celebrities even in the world
besides Britney Spears and P. Diddy?
Oh, yeah, and like,
and Paris Hilton
and Travis Kelce and
Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. Not really.
Name one other celebrity.
Brad Pitt.
So 2000.
Such a geriatric millennial.
He's not.
I said, I am such.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's worse. He's worse than a millennial.
There's nothing worse about being old. Let's just play a game where we name celebrities, okay? I'll go next. Julia Roberts.
George Clooney.
Maya Rudolph.
Miley Cyrus.
You win. I'm out.
Okay. The holiday season is in full swing and we are all probably about to scramble to get our gifting plans together. I definitely am. If new boots are on the holiday wish list, Tecovas would be the most amazing gift for any boot lover. Tecovas are beautiful Western boots handcrafted from top-notch hides in a variety of timeless and fashionable styles. A pair of quality leather cowboy boots that will last forever would be such a nice present, right? I've had my Tecovas classic cowboy boots for a while, and I just got a pair of their antique white mules that I'm so excited about because they look so cute with everything. I've never had a white mule before, and the style is called The Brook. They're so comfortable right out of the box. You don't have to deal with breaking them in or a week of blisters. Tecovas also makes other classic Western staples like vintage-inspired denim, hats, belts, and other accessories. Out-of-the-box comfort, direct-to-consumer pricing, free shipping on all boots, and free exchanges. Tecovas is going the extra mile to make holiday shopping a smoother experience. If there's a Tecovas store in your neck of the woods, swing by for some Western hospitality. A cold one, a boot shine, gift wrapping supplies, all on the house. You can even get your gift custom leather stamped or branded. Plus, their expert staff is ready to guide you to that perfect pair. And if you're still stumped, grab a gift card. They fit everyone. Start off gifting season on the right foot at tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. Don't go gently, y'all. Okay, so right now it's all about festivities, family coziness, and of course, the inevitable holiday craziness. This year, I'm really, really, really trying to get my gifting plans in order, and I want to talk to you about Lightbox Jewelry because I got some presents for my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law on there, and I really feel like you should consider checking them out because Lightbox Jewelry is made of lab-grown diamonds. Did you know that lab-grown diamonds are chemically and optically identical to natural diamonds? Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are proudly grown from 100% renewable wind energy at the new Lightbox Lab in Portland, Oregon. Lightbox Jewelry has clean, simple designs for timeless classics, and they also offer a selection of loose lab-grown diamonds for people to use in their own dream designs. They are 30 to 40% cheaper than mined diamonds, so Lightbox's gems open up new possibilities for gifting to your loved ones and adding versatile classics to your own collections. Lightbox also offers lab-grown diamonds in pink and blue if you're interested in colored diamonds at a much more accessible price point. Risk-free shipping, lightning-fast delivery, and easy returns make Lightbox the easiest way to shop for stunning quality lab-grown diamond jewelry. All of Lightbox's modern classics shine solo or can be layered for an extra sparkle. Lightbox Jewelry's mission is to make the sparkle of diamonds available to more people more often. Shop now at lightboxjewelry.com and use promo code WITHWIT for 10% off site-wide. So, normally running a household is pretty exhausting, and during the holidays, things can feel even more chaotic and exhausting. And staying organized is something that I'm always working towards. You hear me talking about it all the time. The best gift under the tree that will give you and your loved ones some peace of mind and more joy to enjoy the things and people that matter most is the Skylight Calendar. The Skylight Calendar is a smart touchscreen calendar for all of your chores, groceries, and to-dos. It automatically syncs all of the different digital calendars your family uses and shows them all together on one beautiful touchscreen display with color-coded events. There is a larger 15-inch size one that can be mounted to the wall or a smaller 10-inch size, and both can be turned into a digital picture frame when not in use. We've started introducing some small chores into Sunny's routine, and the Skylight Calendar has its own chore chart feature, which has been so great because Sunny likes being able to check things off and seeing that he's accomplishing things just as much as we do. Other features that I've got to start using include dinner planning, grocery lists, and a daily weather forecast. Give yourself and your family a gift that will bring you peace of mind and ease the mental load of parenting. As a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $15 off your first purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/wit. That's SKYLIGHT
SKYLITECAL.com/wit to get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight calendar.
I didn't even have a brain fart this week. There was not one that I could think of.
Good for you.
I know.
I just did.
What was it?
Oh, God. Brain fart.
Just now? Today?
This morning.
Oh, God, another one at school with with parent friends?
Yeah.
You're just like, you just can't stop embarrassing us with all of our new kindergarten parent friends. What did you do?
I'm walking Sunny to school. Mom is walking towards us. She's like, oh, hey, guys. And I thought she was with her husband. I didn't look up in time to see that she was alone. So I was already in the middle of saying, like, hey, guys, back. But then I saw she was alone. So I just said, hey, guy. And I was just like, hey, guy.
But did she laugh?
No, she was like, I'm not a guy.
You should text her. I'm going to text her.
Can you please listen to this podcast and feel bad for me? I don't know. Then what do you do?
I mean, I do a million of those things all the time. I say wrong shit all the time.
Yeah.
But
you didn't this week.
No, but it's fine, babe. We do things like that all the time. We're human. But why does it feel like no one else ever embarrasses themselves?
I don't know. Yeah. What's up with other people?
Can you think of one that I did?
No. I think you're pretty great.
Thank you.
What was the best thing you had this week to eat?
The best thing I ate. Your brisket.
Again? I did another brisket.
Yeah, you did another brisket and the bread basket from Spago.
At your Women in TV event.
It was so good. The pretzel bread, the cracker bread, the sourdough bread. Ooh. Like, a bread basket should be served at every restaurant.
Agreed.
My nutritionist told me to add bread to every meal. But bread, it's just the best.
When you go home and have the bolognese today,
I'll have it with bread and butter.
It's going to be the best.
I'm so excited. I'm going to have it for lunch.
I'm glad you liked that brisket. I've taken everyone through my brisket many times, so I won't bore you, but I will tell you that I scooped some of the veggies out per your request and put it in the food processor and poured that back on top.
It was good.
Did that add a new element?
Yeah, it was like a really yummy veggie gravy.
Mm.
It was really good. And I said that would have made a good soup too.
Yes.
A veggie
soup
puree.
Season.
I know.
The best thing that I ate this week, I think, was the pork rib taco from Escuela Taqueria in West Beverly High.
You love that. Not West Beverly High.
Brain fart. That's from
90210.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Which I never watched. Is that our next show that we binge, or is that not a good show to binge?
No, it's a really good show. We should do a reaction series to that.
Would that be funny?
It'd be hilarious because we're hilarious people.
You're exhausted.
My stitch hurts.
Are you going to get those stitches out?
I don't know if they come out or if they dissolve into my
Sunny
body.
Sunny wanted to know, but don't you think you should find out?
I'm busy. I'm recording a PCast here at Dear Media Studios in West Beverly High.
Deal with
whatever,
anymore.
Dog. The pork rib taco at this place, if you guys haven't been, run, don't walk.
You're so crazy.
Run, don't walk!
Was it really that good?
I don't fucking know.
It was
know.
Better than the cheesesteak from Matu?
The cheesesteak. Brain fart. The cheesesteak from Matu, let's talk about it. A lot of people are talking about the cheesesteak from Matu. Also in Hollywood. Nope, in Beverly Hills. Went there and got the cheesesteak. It's Wagyu cheesesteak. They only do it for lunch, and there's a big line. It was really good. It was a little too rich. Honestly, the pork rib taco, I think, was better. It's so good.
The cheesesteak for lunch is really aggressive.
Ruined my day.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Why would anyone... that should not be a special for lunch.
No.
People eat like that, though.
Yeah.
Like you.
I am in a free fall.
Yeah. Timmy's
free
not.
Free falling.
Timmy's
okay.
Free falling until January 1st.
It's going to happen.
I mean, second.
Yeah, give me a day. But then watch the health kick in. Whew, I'm going to get a six pack. I'm not ever going to have a six pack. Yeah, that pork rib taco was bomb. And I hope you guys go and get it. And I hope you make brisket for your loved ones. My goal for next week is just to be the best.
To be the best?
To win. To win. Be the best.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to walk by people and be like, you're not the best. I'm the best.
I have a goal for you.
Fine, give it to me. I need some fucking direction.
To just be... be chill, calm, good attitudes on this travel trip. On this trip we're about to go on.
Where are we traveling?
To Miami.
I'm
just
gonna be
easy,
there.
Go with the flow, like, you know?
Chill.
It's gonna be fun. You're gonna have very, very, very little responsibilities.
That's where I thrive. Yeah. I'm going to have a great tude there.
Good. That's it. That's all I ask. And then my goal, I have two goals that I'm constantly telling myself.
I just got excited that just so little is expected of me. It's like, your goal is just don't be a dick. Okay? Just don't be a dick. Stay out of my way and I'll get us through this life. And I'm like, deal.
That's it.
Thank you, Whitney. That's like, I got everything, okay? You don't be an asshole and just sit there, okay? And I'm like,
you finally get it.
I can do that.
I just want you to be funny. Be funny. Be in a good mood. There's nothing else.
No,
like sometimes go click, click, click.
What's this?
Like on a camera. Click, click, click.
Yeah, but I would use this finger, okay, babe? You're obviously not a photographer.
Click, click, click.
I'll click, click, click your whole shit.
And then that's it. My goal this week is to be present of when I'm not talking kindly to myself and to snap out of it and ask myself, is this how I would talk to, like, the six-year-old version? That's it. That's my goal.
I love that goal. Even, and I'm not trying to be critical, but even the message you sent to Paris, like, you were like, maybe I'm crazy. Like,
yeah.
You're not crazy.
I always,
you don't have to, like, caveat what you're about to say ever, because you're lovely and smart, and what you're saying is spot on.
Thank you. My therapist said that to me last week, too.
Shh.
And my mom says that to me all the
time. Do you think she's trying to hook up with you?
No, but she told me that I don't have, whatever I say doesn't have to come with some sort of justification afterwards.
No.
That me just saying it or feeling it is enough.
I agree.
People can translate it the way that they like, I don't have to spell out everything that I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
I just want to be understood, but then I get whatever.
I think it's fine to explain yourself so that you feel like you're being understood.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you have to caveat, like, what you said to Paris being like, maybe I'm crazy here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's what I think. But just in case what I think is wrong, I'm just going to say maybe I'm wrong first. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that. You're right.
But now I also feel like I'm hurting your confidence. No, double-edged sword.
No, you're not.
Safe space.
Totally safe space. And we're in a...
This is the safest it is.
We're in,
you know,
we're in my uterus.
There's no window
that has scar tissue in it.
Nobody can get to us.
No, we're very safe.
Yeah, we should do a 24-hour podcast in this room. Oh my god, like a telethon. Have we talked about that before?
Never.
You're in.
You're full of good ideas.
I'm the best.
There was something else I was just gonna say, but brain fart.
Well, think about it, because it's...
No, we're good.
Feel good.
I think we're good.
What's my... Oh, I don't even have to have a goal for next week.
No, because I made one for
chill.
You. Do you think you can handle that?
90%.
I think you're there.
I think I could do that. All right, well...
What's up for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go play golf.
Oh, right, nice. Nice.
I'm going to go make a golf.
That sounds lovely. I'm going to record. Do you have anything that you want me to ask Stassi?
Yeah.
What?
Does she think that Bo, like, who's a cooler, more chill guy, me or Bo?
That's a really good question.
And, like, did Bo try and steal my whole identity? Oh, my God.
So glad I asked you. Okay, LOL, 100% asking. And
we can remind people if they want to see this.
Yes.
They can watch it on YouTube like a week after it comes out on your YouTube channel.
And Timmy edits it all funny. It's not just the podcast.
Yeah, there's some funny visuals. Special. There's like a literal brain farting in our faces when we talk about brain farts. So who wouldn't want to tune in to see that? Thanks for having me.
Peace,
I love it
streets.
Here. Peace into your street.
I love you. This is our last one of 2023.
Oh,
and then
my God.
One of our last episodes for the season is going to be the best of date night. We're putting together an episode that's like our most fun segments.
I can't wait to tune into that.
I know. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney E. Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.